Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok, 7 o'clock hour of sports talk. Welcome on in. Steve Geller along with Cullen Steele bringing it till 8 p.m. We got Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter, joining us after the first break. Checking in real quick right now, SEC tournament scoreboard. The Florida Gators have a 7-3 lead over South Carolina. Gamecocks trying to chip away at Florida's lead there, but it is the bottom of the eighth inning. Meanwhile, our finals for today at the SEC tournament, Alabama taking down Missouri 4-1, and then it was Oklahoma beating Kentucky 5-1. The late game, the final game of the evening, is the one we care about. Potential matchup for LSU on Friday, either Mississippi State or Texas A&M. Will advance today to take on Auburn tomorrow night. That also will be the late game. Saints organized team activities getting underway today. Seeing the team put a post out on Twitter. These are voluntary workouts, but we can do a little sleuthing here, Cullen, to see who's in these pictures to know the guys that have shown up. And as you mentioned, I do love the fact that they have the names written across the helmets right now. Makes it
so easy to identify.
Easy.
It's so nice to see that.
So, yeah, taking part, no surprise, the man that just can't get enough football, no matter how many years he's been playing, Cam Jordan, a staple for this team, a leader on and off of it. He's in attendance there taking a picture that where Brian Brazee, who is in action. We got a photo of Brian Taliese-Fuaga pointing at the camera. Also in action, Carl Granderson, number 96, in the mix. And then some back shots. We see Chris Olave and Brandon Cook standing there, part of the wide receiver group. So those are the guys we do know that are, in fact, in the building for these voluntary workouts. I know a guy that definitely won't be there, though. Alvin Kamara mentioned on Twitter the other day that he's taken up for Jordan, so he's in Africa right now.
That's the place to be. It's either there or here.
I kind of joked with Jeff. We'll be talking to him, like I mentioned, Jeff Nowak, on their Inside and Black and Gold podcast, that maybe Kamara's just getting some extensive heat training while he's visiting Africa right now.
Yeah, he's surveying the Olympic competition, maybe.
There you go, right.
Getting ready for the big game, getting ready for a gold medal.
Mentioning the wide receiver group with this Saints squad, someone that's got a chance to make quite an impact, I think, this season, Cedric Wilson Jr. Now, you might think, what are you talking about here, Steve? But a guy that's been around the block, been there, done that in the league, has some past experience with Kellen Moore when both were with the Dallas Cowboys. We heard Moore mention the other day, you know, he's a bigger wide receiver that's great at making those contested catches. And Cedric Wilson Jr. stands 6'2", 197 pounds. Last year, just put up 20 receptions, 211 yards, and one TD. But definitely someone that has this past relationship with the new head coach in Kellen Moore. Cedric Wilson Jr. was part of the Hall of Fame golf tournament yesterday. And about 2.5 minutes of audio here, he spoke with the media. And here's what Cedric Wilson had to say as he got ready for the start of organized team activities.
Oh, man, how things been kind of this off season and heading into OTAs?
It's been pretty enjoyable this off season. You know, getting back with the old staff that I used to play with earlier in my career, and just seeing them mesh well with the guys that I played with last year. Seeing everybody work for one goal is pretty cool. But we're just getting our feet wet. Excited to see what comes in the future.
What stands out about Kellen Moore? You know him pretty well. What stands out about him as a coach?
When I first met him, he was a pretty smart guy. And now seeing that he's gotten even more smarter over the years, and then just seeing how his career has grown, simply the same as mine, and seeing where we both are today, and actually happy to get to work together again.
How happy are you to obviously be reunited in that capacity?
Oh, definitely. I'm definitely excited to work with him again. I feel like that was the last few chances that I got to get. I got a chance to actually show my talent. So hopefully, I get that opportunity coming up.
What makes you think that? Why do you think you clicked so well with him? You talked about that last time being the time for you to showcase your talent. Why do you think you clicked so well with him?
I think he's a player's coach. One, just he likes guys that like ball, and if you're gonna hone in on your craft, then he'll put you in the best position. But you just have to know how he's thinking, and at the same time, you got to know the game of football and work hard and be consistent.
What are you looking forward to about OTAs getting started this week?
To see where we're at. I feel like that's what everybody's interested at, just to see what the team holds with a lot of changes all over the building. Just trying to see where we're going to land at.
It sounds like you think the reason that you did well under Kellen had less to do with schematics and more to do with just the way you guys related. Is that right?
No, the plays are very simple, I feel like, for most of the guys to pick up. And then once you pick it up, he's calling some pretty good plays. And most of the, even when you watch it on film, most of the things are open. You just got to call it at the right time.
What'd you think of the quarterbacks they brought in? What do you think of Tyler Shuck?
Tyler's good. He seems like a cool guy. I haven't really got to throw with him that much. It's only been, a week or so. But all the young guys, they're hungry, and that's what you want to see. You don't want to see guys shying away from the competition. And you see that all three of them want it. Now four, we got a young lefty in the room now. So, but just all the guys, being ready to compete, and that's what you want to see.
Saints veteran wide receiver Cedric Wilson Jr. there, 30 years old, has been around the block, like I said, and been with Kellen Moore in Dallas. His best year, 2021, played 16 games, ended up with 45 receptions, 602 yards, and 6 TDs, parlayed that into a contract as a free agent going to the Miami Dolphins, where he spent 2 seasons, and then last year was with the New Orleans Saints. And think that's a guy that Kellen Moore is definitely going to lean on a lot, because he's been there, done that in his scheme, knows how he thinks. You heard Cedric Wilson, too, talk about the mind of Kellen Moore. We've heard so much about the offensive genius, and definitely looking forward to seeing how that unfolds here now with the black and gold. Super Bowl champ with the Philadelphia Eagles, helped Jalen Hurts and the squad over there really decimate the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. The defense, obviously, the Eagles had a great deal to do with that as well. But man, oh man, the offensive line, a huge key for Philadelphia as well. But like I mentioned, with Cedric Wilson Jr., definitely think he's part of the receiving core that's kind of getting overlooked right now, that will, I feel like, play a larger role because of his involvement in the past in Kellen Moore's scheme, and the know-how can help relay that information to some of these other guys on the roster as well.
That, and with the way we're going to be looking at how this quarterback competition unfolds, they're going to be a part of it. They have to be. They're going to be catching passes from the guys that are going to be fighting for the top spot, that are going to be the main focus of camp. And one thing that Jeff has mentioned constantly in his article, you can find it on WWL.com, of his early roster look, is that it almost feels at times like high school, like it's clicky, like it's, this person might be on the edge because they're not Kellen's guy. They're part of the old regime kind of deal. And I'm worried that might be a big part of it, but there's a reason these guys trust each other. There's a reason why Cedric Wilson has been a part of Moore's offense in the past, and why he might be a part of it in the future. And so you kind of have to take that with a grain of salt, but know that it will be a factor.
Yeah, like Cullen just said, you can check out Jeff's Way Too Early Saints 53-man roster projections over at WWL.com. Also, we broke it down on the Inside Black and Gold podcast which you can find out as well wherever you listen to your podcast. Just search for Inside Black and Gold. We shall step away right now. When we get back, Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak will join us as we talk about his roster projections, plus getting ready for organized team activities, at least the media viewing part, which we will get to see on Thursday. The Saints in action today, cranking them up the first round as phase three of the offseason workouts kick off.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.